Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Wandern is to hike. Wandern, to hike. How would you say I hike? Ich wandere. How would you say we hike? Wir wandern. How would you say you guys hike? Ihr wandert. How would you say we want to hike? Wir wollen wandern. You see, we use here two verbs. Wir wollen, we want. Wir wollen, we want. We want to hike. Wir wollen wandern. How would you say we want to hike tomorrow? Wir wollen morgen wandern. You see, the second verb, hier wandern, is kicked to the very end. Whenever we have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Wir wollen morgen wandern. We want to hike tomorrow. How would you say we want to hike today? Wir wollen heute wandern. How would you say we want to hike on the weekend? Wir wollen am Wochenende wandern. On the weekend? Am Wochenende. Here we use the preposition am. Wir wollen am Wochenende wandern. How would you say we want to hike on Saturday? Wir wollen am Samstag wandern. Here for the day, Samstag, we also use am. So am Samstag, on Saturday. Wir wollen am Samstag wandern. We want to hike on Saturday. How would you say, where do you hike? Wo wanderst du? How would you say, where do you guys hike? Wo wandert ihr? How would you say, we hike through the mountains? Wir wandern durch die Berge. You see, durch, through. Durch die Berge, through the mountains. How would you say, we hike through the wood? Wir wandern durch den Wald. Der Wald is the wood. But you see, we say durch den Wald, through the wood. Why do we say den? Because durch is a preposition that triggers always accusative. So we need to use the accusative articles and endings. Der Wald, actually masculine, in accusative becomes den Wald. You remember, the accusative masculine article is den, with an en at the end. So we say, wir wandern durch den Wald. We hike through the wood. How would you say we hike through the park? Wir wandern durch den Park. How would you say we hike through the streets? Wir wandern durch die Straßen. How would you say in the past? I have hiked. Ich bin gewandert. You see, here for the past, we use the auxiliary verb sein, because wandern expresses a movement. A And for most of the verbs that express a movement in German for the past, we use the auxiliary verb sein. So we say, I am hiked. Ich bin gewandert. How would you say, we hiked? Wir sind gewandert. How would you say, you guys hiked? Ihr seid gewandert. How would you say, did you guys hike? Seid ihr gewandert? How would you say, did you guys hike on the weekend? Seid ihr am Wochenende gewandert? How would you say, did you guys hike on Saturday? Seid ihr am Samstag gewandert? How would you say, we hiked on Saturday? Wir sind am Samstag gewandert. How would you say, we hiked on Saturday through the mountains? Wir sind am Samstag durch die Berge gewandert. How would you say, we hiked on Saturday through the wood? Wir sind am Samstag durch den Wald gewandert. How would you say, we hiked on the weekend through the streets? Wir sind am Wochenende durch die Straßen gewandert. How would you say, on Saturday we hiked through the mountains? Am Samstag sind wir durch die Berge gewandert. Remember, we can start with am Samstag, but in German, at the second position will always be the verb. So am Samstag sind wir, on Saturday are we. Am Samstag sind wir durch die Berge gewandert. How would you say, on the weekend, we hiked through the wood. Am Wochenende sind wir durch den Wald gewandert. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb beantragen, to apply or to request. Beantragen, to apply or to request. Like to request a form, an application form. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.